You have a lot to thank the Chicoñas for, I said.
Sure,
said Volpi. Anyway, my arrival screwed up my sister's inheritance expectations, as you can imagine, so in 1946, when my father was very ill, lawyers come to him, accompanied by the good-for-nothing sons-in-law, and they demand he pay them something like $20 million in today's money. My father says, why? I give my daughters money all the time, but I never dig into capital. So the lawyers say, and this is fantastic, this time, you'll have to dig into capital. Otherwise, we'll have the racial laws applied, and your marriage will be annulled, because your wife was born a Jew, which is forbidden, as you know, and we'll have Giovanni's legitimacy annulled as well. I thought all the racial laws were canceled at the end of the war, I said. Yes, but in Italy, not right away. The racial laws were not being enforced, but they hadn't actually been abolished yet. So my father, who was pretty cool, sends a friend to talk with the Vatican Secretary of State, who says, as absurd as it might sound, if I were Count Volpi, I would pay, because the case could come before an anti-Semitic judge who could legitimately rule against him. My father knew that if he lost, the ruling would be reversed as soon as the racial laws were abolished, which was only a matter of time. But by then, the horse would be out of the barn, so to speak, and he would never recover all the money, or even most of it. So he takes his good sweet time, and he starts paying by installments. When he's paid three-quarters of it, the racial laws are abolished, and he stops paying. My half-sisters have always sworn they never blackmailed their father, but there's the record of the money he paid them. So then they say, well, it was their husbands who did it.
Where are your half-sisters now?
They were 30 years older than me. One's dead, the other lives near the Salute.
Is she as resentful as you are about the lack of respect for your father's memory?
Resentful? On the contrary, said Volpi. She denounced him herself. She gave interviews on American television in the 60s and 70s, saying her father had unfortunately created Marghera. When you hear that from one of his daughters, you naturally have to assume that Giuseppe Volpi must really have been a criminal.
Have you ever talked to her about it?
I haven't spoken to her since 1947.
That's heavy.
Well, but it's so unjust. Venice was my father's passion. He had nothing but the best interests of Venice at heart. Somebody, I won't tell you who, somebody wrote a really wonderful description of him. I'll read it to you.
Volpi took a book from the shelf and read a passage from it. Count Giuseppe Volpi is perhaps the only Venetian who truly loves his hometown. For him, Venice is the universal city. If the world became one big Venice, the site of the foremost of human sentiments, he would deem himself to be a happy man. His melancholy hinges on the knowledge that this dream can never be realized.
Volpi closed the book.
Okay, I said. Who wrote it?
Mussolini.
Could you ever love Venice? I asked.
I do love Venice. It's the Venetians I'm pissed off at. They're consumed by jealousy and envy of everyone and everything. They're clowns.
What would it take for you, finally, to let go of your anger? I asked.
Volpi thought for a moment, then sighed one of his deep sighs. The accounts between this city and my father are not settled yet. If Venice names a street or a square after him, and not a minor one, then, and only then, I might feel they've given him the recognition he deserves.